Meaning. Information is organized by a second invisible element, meaning. The quest for meaning is what drives cutting-edge physics. Information is meaning. It represents and carries meaning in one form or another, and is therefore based upon awareness, which is the ground of all meanings. Physics, to quote Wheeler, is the child of meaning, even as meaning is the child of physics. We should not forget that the meaning that arises from information, at bottom, is made of observation. Whether we talk about meaning, information, observation, measurement, interpretation, logic, ideas, or language, deep down at the most fundamental level, all of it has to do with consciousness. A meaningful reality is always an experienced reality, that is, a reality arising within a sentient subjective field. Meaning is never found separate from, and is always to be found within, a cognizant field of awareness. Meaning has no meaning unless it is occurring within a mind. Meaning cannot come from outside a person, but always emerges from within. Meaning-making is an inside job. There is no meaning that is complete in and of itself. Meaning is always context-dependent. To quote Bohm, we have to say that all meaning is always in a context. There is always the question of content and context. A given content of meaning always depends on its context. The one who understands meaning is part of the context. In other words, meaning, which is a part of reality, only takes on its true meaning in relation to the whole, as well as in relation to whom the meaning occurs. To quote Schrödinger, the great spectacle of nature acquires a meaning only in relation with the spirit who contemplates it. Many physicists still unconsciously objectify meaning in a similar way that they objectify the seemingly external world. Physicists who still think of the world as existing objectively imagine that meaning somehow inheres in the seemingly objective material world, thereby disowning the mind's role in meaning creation. Those operating out of a materialist mindset, however, do not all agree about the nature of meaning. Some think that meaning objectively resides in the outside world, independent of the mind. Others conceive of the universe as having no inherent meaning other than what the mind projects into, which is to say that all meaning is considered to be purely subjective. From this latter perspective, it is a major fallacy to project the inner contents of our minds onto the outer objects of the world, for this taints the outer world's pure objectivity with the whims of the subjective mind's imaginative and thereby unreal constructs. From the materialist point of view, this would be to conflate the strictly distinct categories of the inner with the outer, which is seen as a state of delusion. From the psychiatric point of view, to confuse the inner with the outer is to have fallen into magical thinking and suffer from what are called delusions of self-reference. From this allegedly sophisticated materialist viewpoint, this naive and primitive perspective of not differentiating the inner and outer worlds would be seen to be intellectually undeveloped, something to be outgrown. The materialistic viewpoint is blinded, however, to their questionable and unreflected-upon axiomatic viewpoint that presumes that the inner and the outer are categorically distinct realms with no interconnection. The advent of quantum physics, however, has helped to shed more light on the nature and genesis of meaning. In quantum theory, similar to the materialists who think of meaning as being projections of the mind, meaning is seen as coming from the mind. Rather than degrading meaning, thinking that all meaning is merely subjective, however, the quantum viewpoint interprets the fact that all meaning arises within the mind as the reason to promote the mind to the creative arbiter of meaning. Instead of being an anthropocentric delusion, an example of human hubris and self-aggrandizement of cosmic proportions, recognizing that the mind is the source of meaning is a clear-sighted realization of our place in the cosmos. To quote Bohm, meaning is the bridge between the mental and the physical. In proving that there is no such thing as objective reality, quantum physics has revealed the intrinsic interconnectedness between the seemingly outer world with our inner consciousness, which is to say that the two, the outer and the inner, are a joint cooperative venture. To say this differently, the seemingly outer world possesses an interior aspect that is linked to and continuous with human subjectivity. Instead of thinking that all meaning is merely subjective, or that meaning inheres in the outer objective world, quantum physics is revealing that it is the mind's task to create/discover meaning via its ongoing interaction with the world, a world which is recognized to not be in any way separate from our own consciousness. Jung writes that nature has put a high premium precisely upon the development of consciousness. The importance of consciousness is so great that one cannot help suspecting the element of meaning to be concealed somewhere within all the monstrous, apparently senseless biological turmoil. Meaning is one of the essential features of consciousness. It is the very currency of our conscious mental lives. Thoughts and ideas are themselves made of meaning. Without meaning, our mind would have no frame of reference with which to orient and guide our ongoing actions and choices in relation to the world. Without meaning, our subjective mind would be featureless, perhaps only experiencing raw sensory data that would have no significance or utility. Language is a repository of meaning for the whole of society. Speaking about the meaning of meaning itself, Wheeler says, "Meaning, and what else is objective reality if it is not meaning, is the joint property of those who communicate. Being our shared property, it is as if we are the creators and owners of meaning, or meaning generators. This is to say that ultimately the meaning of our world and our experiences originates within our minds and truly belongs to us. We are the ultimate authority when it comes to meaning." Putting on his philosopher's hat, Niels Bohr says, "The meaning of life is this, that it has no meaning to say that life has no meaning." Wheeler writes in his journal, "Last night before falling asleep, I could not see how anyone could doubt it is the individual who gives meaning to existence. Where else, except in my mind, is the world I seek to explain?" In contemplating not the conventional, but the ultimate meaning of things, Wheeler is being led back to his own mind. It should be noted that the aforementioned Wetiko virus of the mind, the disease that Feynman was pointing at, deviates our mental syntax, the rules of how we form language, thereby distorting our semantics and the meaning we place on our experience of ourselves and the world. Wheeler comes up with what he refers to as a preposterous idea, wondering whether meaning itself powers creation. But how? Is that what the quantum is all about? It is worth noting that our civilization has been suffering from a failure of meaning. Describing the malaise that modern humanity suffers from, author Colin Wilson coined the phrase, "the fallacy of insignificance," to connote the underlying sense of meaningless that is so prevalent in our world. In his autobiography, Jung writes, "Meaninglessness inhibits fullness of life, and is therefore equivalent to illness. Meaning makes a great many things endurable, perhaps everything." This brings to mind the hard-won insight of Viktor Frankl, himself a survivor of the Nazi concentration camps, who felt that the ability to create meaning was the determining factor for surviving the death camps. Speaking of the relation between meaning and health, Bohm commented, "An incoherent meaning means that we are in some way unhealthy. Our being will not be right. Just simply the aim to be whole inspires the search for a coherent meaning." In other words, individuation, the process of becoming whole, is indistinguishable from the creation/discovery of meaning. Bohm suggests that meaning is a form of being. In the very act of interpreting the universe, we are creating the universe, which is to say that the perception of a new meaning is a creative act. Through our meanings, we change the tone and quality of being. We literally change the world that we inhabit by what we choose it to mean, that is, what it signifies to ourselves. Learning to more consciously exercise our power of giving meaning to our experience enables us to creatively paint our world with meaning that enriches it in ways that are more in alignment with, and thereby feeds, who we are. Bringing his thoughts on meaning back to quantum physics, Bohm points out, "The electron, insofar as it responds to a meaning in its environment, is observing the environment. It is doing exactly what human beings are doing. It is gathering information about us, about the whole universe. It is gathering in the universe and responding accordingly. Therefore, it is observing, if you take that in its literal sense. Is the quantum realm simply mirroring us, providing us with a mirror of our mind?" This brings us back to Wheeler's idea of the importance of asking the right question. The question, "What is the meaning of quantum physics?" more and more seems inextricably linked and entangled with a deeper existential question, "What is the meaning of life?" This naturally brings up the question, who is asking?